In general, congenital heart defects come in many forms, from a simple hole in the heart to tetralogy of Fallot, where four parts of the heart are seriously affected. In some cases, the defect may close up naturally after birth, but at the more extreme end, open heart surgery is required, twinned with lifelong medical care. Michael Alfieri of Darien was born 50 years ago with tetralogy of Fallot and remembers his early years living with the condition.
I had the two repairs to my heart when I was 3 years old and when I was 6 years old. And then, you know, I transitioned to the adult world, if you will, between, high school and college.
He's part of a generation who are surviving in large numbers into adulthood, and that's creating new challenges for the medical establishment as mortality rates decrease. And Michael says having a congenital heart defect isn't like any other medical condition.
It's unlike other diseases out there where people talk about being cured of cancer and you're cancer-free for long periods of time or after 5 years. I think when you look at a congenital heart defect, it's something that you have to live with and you have to rationalize living with for the rest of your life.
Most people with CHDs who are under medical care see a pediatric cardiologist, but as they age, more specialist knowledge and skills are required to deal with their health issues.
How have you been doing since I last saw you?
Good. I was on that 40 milligram medicine.
The Lasix?
Right, in the morning.
Dr. Robert Elder there, a pediatric and adult congenital heart disease specialist at Yale School of Medicine, talking over treatment plans with one of his adult patients. He's part of a new breed of combined specialists working in the congenital heart defect arena. And with more adults now living with CHDs in the US than children, says it's important these people get the care they need.
They require the expertise of people who understand their congenital heart disease, who are familiar with adult internal medicine, and who can treat the common problems that they have, things like heart rhythm problems, issues related to pregnancy, heart failure.
Elder forms part of a team at the Yale Adult Congenital Heart Program, which has a clinic that's been running now for almost 10 years. It's a unique center in New England and draws patients from across the region. Even with the center, Elder says there are simply not enough facilities currently to deal with this growing population, putting a strain on patients, the profession, and ultimately the cost of care.
I think insurance is a major issue, and for me, the Affordable Care Act is actually an important thing for many of our patients because it means that they have a way to get insurance.
Dr. John Fahey is the director of the Yale Adult Congenital Heart Program and says the medical profession generally has learned a lot over the years from these adult patients, from follow-ups and aftercare to seeing how long certain surgical procedures and repairs actually last, even basic lifestyle advice.
We used to be more cautious about letting them exercise. Now we almost demand that they exercise, because the best drug we have is actually exercise.
According to the American Heart Association's last available figures, in 2004, the annual cost to the U.S. health system for CHDs was around $2.6 billion. Until researchers find out why congenital heart defects occur, this population and the cost of their lifelong medical care will continue to grow. Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.